Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Many organizations are in the middle of wrestling with return to work policies and procedures. Some organizations, led by some CEOs, want all their employees back in their offices, back in their physical work locations as soon as possible. Others have been much more flexible and open-minded about return to work, with some, especially some companies in the tech industry, going remote first forever and are not requiring employees to ever come back to offices if they don't prefer to. But it's important to know what workers actually think before you set any plans in stone. And a recent survey called the Survey of Working Arrangements and Attitudes can help shed some light on at least general sentiment about return to work policies. This survey, which started back in May of 2020, and surveys between 2,000 and 5,000 employees each month, recently asked their respondents, what would you do if your employer required you to show back up to your work location or to your office 5 days a week in person, full time? Well, the majority of employees said they'd be happy to comply, with about 58% of respondents saying they would return to their offices. They might like working in the office, they may really need to keep their jobs, they may not really be bothered. Maybe they're tired of working from home. Could be many reasons why, but that's a solid majority that will come back to the offices full time. But there's still significant numbers who are reticent about returning to work full time in this survey. 36% or so said they would comply and they would return to their offices, but they would begin to look for a different job that offers at least some working from home. And then finally, about 6.5% said they would quit their jobs immediately on the spot if their employer required them to show back up to the workplace 5 days per week. That doesn't sound like a lot, but when you think about 6.5% who would quit on the spot, plus let's say half of the 36% who would start looking for another job, let's say they do find another job in the next 3 months or so, it is a pretty hot job market after all. That takes you to at least 20%, maybe even a touch more, of folks you would have to start to begin to replace if all of a sudden you required everybody to show back to the office full time. This is going to be a contentious issue for sure over the next several months, particularly picking up after Labor Day, when many of the organizations who are reopening their offices are expecting employees to show up in person. It's really important to take the pulse of your organization's employees before you make any plans or your CEO issues any edicts on Twitter or in memos or anywhere else. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.